I'd like to reconvene the January 24th, 2012 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda, item number 9, public hearing established 2012 bycatch allowance of American shad pertaining to American shad. Mr. Riley, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is a annual event only because when the bycatch fishery, the bycatch allowance started in 2006, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission required that it be reviewed every year, receive technical review, and then the management board has to vote its acceptance for each year. So that's gone on, and this is will be the seventh year the bycatch allowance has been accepted. I think there are a couple things to point out today before you look at the regulation, the draft regulation. One is just to let you know that if you flip back in your evaluation, maybe about 8 or 9 pages, there's a table 5, which is on page 10, is at the bottom of that. And table 5 provides you with the overall summary of the program through 2011. And what you'll find there is that it's been a very modest bycatch allowance. Since it's been limited to staked and anchor gill nets only. And all told, just over about 1,000 fish or so, and only 130 reported last year to 2 reporting systems that we maintain. The other thing you see is the York River is a situation where that's 82% of the overall bycatch. Mm-hmm. So of all the areas, main areas of James, Rappahannock, and York, the York River's been 82% of that bycatch. What is occurring today is, since this is an annual situation with the ASMFC, the regulation that you should find in your packet needs to be updated just to bring everything forward to 2012 date. That's really the only change. The last time this regulation, and you'll find it about halfway through, actually it was right after Table 5 under Appendix 1, you'll see the regulation, copy of the regulation. So rather than the March 1, 2011, we would be asking for a February 1, 2012 date, and that would be the change for this year. It's also at the very back of your packet. And you can see the changes on page 1 under the preamble. And then if you look forward, you'll see that it's merely changing the date of the fishery. On page 2 of 4 in the middle under bycatch fishery, it changes the date from 2011 to 2012. So that's what staff is recommending for today. However, we would like to send out an alert. And the alert is that the fate of this fishery is in serious question because Amendment 3, as staff let you know last month, from the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, requires that any state that can't show a sustainable fishery will have to be under moratorium. Of course, Virginia's been under moratorium since 1994 in the Bay Area, and since 2005 in the coastal area. So the bycatch allowance is all that has been active in terms of having some type of a fishery. And right now it appears that even that would have to show sustainability. And sustainability is vague at this time, but certainly I think if you look at a problem we have with sustainability, it's in your packet. It's figure 5. It's before the regulation. It's about 3/4 away through your packet, page 14, figure 5. And you should see 3 small figures that are stacked together on one page. The problem is 82% of the bycatch is coming from the York River or stems from the York River. The York River of the 3 is the system that has been in decline according to the VIMS work, which is about a 13-year study of the state gillnet survey in all rivers. At this time, we don't know all the ins and outs of the sustainability part. That has to be worked out a little bit with ASMSC still. We did talk to Dr. Hilton from VIMS, who is the technical committee representative, and he indicated that there has been improvement in the Rappahannock of the three rivers, but even that improvement is not to indicate that it has extended to a situation where the improvement is where you would think there would be any type of a fishery. But as you can see with that figure, that clearly the problem is the York River. We apprised FMAC of this last night and said that we would be working with ASMSC to find out more details. It's the shad sustainability is not quite as clear cut as the river herring was. And so, you know, that's something we'll have to apprise you of later on. But this well could be the seventh and final year of this bycatch allowance, at least the way things are looking now. So again, we would recommend adoption of the changes to the regulation that would allow the 2012 bycatch fishery.
Remind me what the maximum or how old does a shad normally get by aging?
I would think at this point probably 8 would be an old age. They're coming in as early as 3 to spawn. Return spawning in the southern area is probably about 40 to 50% from what I recall.
The reason I ask, if you look at Table 5, it's almost like in the York River, you have 2006, 2007, 2008. 2008 just drops off, I mean, significantly. Then you go from 2008 to 2011, then you get another significant drop-off.
Right.
Any idea is there any significance to that pattern, or is that just an artifact of reporting, or what?
Well, not an artifact of reporting. I think probably this has been a very good situation on reporting because we have both the call-in and the mandatory reporting. I think if I could look quickly to one of these tables, we could get an idea from page 6. And if you look at the permit holders, you see that they have active permits in the second column.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone, you know, it's changed. In 2008, the year you referenced,
yes.
9 permits, 2007, 17. And then I think if we go back a page, we might find the later years, which we do on page 5, and you see that the permit holders have been 8 and 7.
Okay.
So it's probably a function more of that.
Okay. Any questions of Mr. O'Reilly, members of the commission? Thanks, Rob.
Yes, sir.
This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Being none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to adopt staff recommendation. Seconded by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.